Well, welcome family and friends to the internship podcast featuring me, intern Adam Driver, and my good pal Colton.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
Very good, Colton. That was Colton's voice you're hearing. Thank you so much, Colton.
Of course.
And
always a pleasure.
We're bringing you the hot topics and the hot hits today on WKRK, the Kirk Radio, the only station that really rocks. The topic in question for today, Colton, was actually suggested to us by
by Manny, and I don't know how I'm going to answer it.
It's an odd question that we have for you today. See, typically we'll come up with our own idea, but today I was just like, you were sick on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
And that's when we were supposed to collaborate on what we were going to do for this. And then you were out, so I was just like, well, let me just ask the boss man what he says.
Of course. So, always smart idea.
On Wednesday, we did this fun little thing about 76% of men do not think kissing is cheating. That was the article that they read, and then they discussed it on the show, and some people called in, and it was a great, good, fun time.
Well, before we get into the topic that we're going to talk about, I want you to run that by me. Like, what was their opinions on that?
What was their opinions? I don't know. I mean, Manny was saying that kissing was really intimate, you know, and it made him uncomfortable. And then Lorraine said something about it being cheating and that she doesn't even like kissing family members. She said when she goes to a party, or a potty, as I like to call it, that she'll dodge. She's dodging family and friends, like bobbing and weaving, she said, which I understand. It is awkward. Like, even kissing your aunt on the cheek is just, like, awkward. I guess, yeah. I could see that. I mean, some people just don't want to be touched, man.
No, definitely. Yeah. Like, I'm more of a hugger. But,
yeah.
And then when it's the guys, just kind of shake, going about your business.
I'll tell you what I do if I got to, like, hug a man that I'm not real familiar with. I will, I put the hand out like this. I go, boom. And then I shake their hand. But I also bring it in for the real thing with the bro, half bro hug.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah. But the handshake. Half bro hug. And so there's actually, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, when you're doing the one-handed bro hug, the amount of pats that you give the other dude on the back signifies how much you care about them. So the
so
way
do you
that it
do
works
an absurd
is,
amount?
No. One pat, you might as well just not pat. That means nothing. One pat is just like, okay. It's insignificant, the one pat. Two pats means that, hey, we're friends. Like, hey, you and me, we're okay. If you go,
do you have all science behind this?
Yes, I do. If you give three pats, this is signifying that you love that, like, you have significant bro love for the other dude. When you pat three times, like, if I one-handed bro hug my dad, I give him three pats.
Now, what if you go one up and go four? Is that too much?
Four is ridiculous. See, four is too much because then it's like if you're doing it four times, it's like you're just sitting there patting. Like, you don't, like, what's that, man? You don't sit and pat. If you do three times, that means I love you, bro. Two times is we're good acquaintances and I wish you well on your journey through the world. It means I care about you, but, you know, not that much.
One time is
not three pats worth.
One time is what?
One time is utterly insignificant. If you give one-handed bro hug and you pat someone on the back one time, you might as well have not even patted them.
Not even introduced yourself?
Well, you might as well have just not done it. I mean, what is one pat is nothing. That's like placing your hand down. That doesn't count. That's like literally just putting your hand down on someone's back. It doesn't matter.
All right. So let's bring it back a little bit. Where
I'm glad you asked me about that.
Yeah, I wanted to learn a little bit more about what they were talking about, and then of course
I have things to teach.
Hearing your opinion on things is always good, funny, entertaining.
You know, I think it's
you'll never
me
know
was,
with Adam Driver here.
I think it's me that was breathing into the mic now because I'm very aware of my breathing. I feel like I was. Just
I'm
doing
very
it.
Aware of it too. I pay attention now. After I sit here and talk for a second, I make sure I'm not. You know.
Well, yeah, but the last time they brought it up, man, they were sitting there. They played a hurricane noise on the air as a sound effect and made us look like a couple of fools, like all we, like just a couple of mouth breathers. Like we're sitting here going the whole time, which isn't the case, but, you know, I do get winded sometimes when I'm talking. I guess it's.
All right, so let's tell them about the topic.
Well, oh, you want to go back to this topic?
Yeah, I guess I have to figure out some sort of way to talk about it.
Okay, well, here was the article. I'm going to say it again. And I'm going to say it the way that we would say it if we were on E! Entertainment. 76% of men do not think kissing is cheating. We got our hands on a survey that shows 76% of men did not think that... Did I say that right? 76%?
No, you didn't. You said 70% six men.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, I feel like I screwed that up. I was trying to get into character, and then it went off the rails, didn't it?
Yep,
like
sure
that
did.
Song, Crazy Train, where he was talking about that he was riding on a
You're
crazy train.
You're off the
train.
Rails still.
Right. Okay, one more again. We got our hands on a survey that shows 76% of men, I did it right that time, do not think that kissing somebody other than their significant other is considered cheating. What do you think? So what do you think, first of all?
Do I think that
it's an easy answer.
Kissing is cheating? Yeah. Plain and simple, yeah.
Of course it is.
I don't like that. I can move on from it, but I because after like a talk, but like a kissing, I don't expect someone I'm talking to seriously to just go off and kiss other
Be
dudes.
Kissing on people, yeah, it's weird, man. It's not okay, but it's like if you're like greeting someone. Like at one of those elegant soirees, and you do the kiss on the cheek thing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Where you go, I don't think that's cheating. I think that's just like greeting someone. But if it's on the lips, bruh?
Nah.
If you're talking lip on lip, yeah, of course it is.
I'm going to have a problem with that if that
Yeah,
I'd
have a major problem with that. Don't do that. It's weird. Don't come at me with some mess like that. Right. So we both agree on that. That's easy enough. That's out of the way. Here's the thing that, Manny wanted to know. He wanted us to answer the question, which person on the show do we feel is best at kissing? And yeah, right, your silence says everything because it's
yeah,
really odd.
Yeah,
because
I have
topic,
no earthly idea how to answer that question.
I haven't thought about it once, like what person on the show is like a really good kisser. Oh my God, that's like some teen magazine business. I don't know.
Who has the biggest lips?
I don't know. I don't look at their lips,
don't
man.
Don't either.
I've spent no time staring at the lips of any of the cast members of this show. Not 1 minute. Not 1 millisecond have
well,
I
give
thought
us your,
about it.
Give us your opinion first. I'll let
it's
you
like, what would I say?
I'll
like,
let you
oh,
go.
That, you know, that Roy, sitting back in the office, that Roy's got some real pillowy lips. Like, No, I don't ever think about that.
All right.
Do you?
No, and I don't plan on thinking about
I
it.
I didn't think that you did.
but I want to hear your answer.
Who do I think is the best kisser on the show?
Yep, go ahead. That's
Jesus,
all you.
I don't know, man. Like, what? Usually when we do these topics, like, in all honesty, I just say Roy. I just always go, oh, yeah, me and Roy. But it's like, this question is so weird because it's like, dude, is it who do we feel would be best kissing us? Or
no,
who do we feel
no,
is
no,
just,
no, no, no.
It's who's good at kissing in general?
Yes.
I don't know. No one on this show strikes me as like the
and
type
who
of
strikes
person
you
that's
as
just
a
going
good
around
kisser.
Doling out kisses. Like I don't know, man.
Who in this world strikes you as someone who's just a good kisser?
Oh, probably that Bradley Pitt. If you ask me, I think it's that Bradley Pitt. He was married to that Angelina Jolie, and I bet those two were making out all the time. I imagine. I don't really think about that either, but if I had to think about it, I'd say probably
if
would.
You had to think about it.
If I had to.
Okay.
We just have to give an answer, you know?
Yeah, so where's it? What's yours?
I don't know, man. I don't want to do this. I don't know. It's an odd topic. The thing to do is to be salacious and just answer the question and just be like, ooh. I don't know. I'm just going to say Roy.
What's your reasoning?
I was going to say Roy, because I think he's probably real great at making out with his boyfriend. I think they have a good time. They probably have a couple glasses of wine, put on Netflix, chill a little bit. I think he puts his arm around him and he leans in and he says, "Hey, baby, here it comes." You know, I think that's what happens, and I think that's just fine with me. I'll say Roy is the best kisser on the show for whatever reason. I have no idea. I have no basis for this claim.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and give your answer.
Well, I don't really sit around thinking about ways to answer this question because I never thought it would be asked, but I'm going to answer it. I don't know. Probably, I'd say, well, I just heard we do these things here on the show called Best Ofs, and they air anytime the 5-minute podcast of the best part of our show, and it's just the best during the whole entire segment. And I was just listening to one, and it talked about how Loren, her husband Dallas, is gone. Oh, he's leaves out of town 3 weeks or something, or three days a week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this has nothing, no correlation, but I would say Loren, but that's only because if her husband's gone 3 days a week, when she does see him, I bet you she just has a good time together.
Oh, she goes crazy and she's like, I haven't kissed
yeah, she
you
just
in
misses
3 weeks.
Him, so that, so
I gotta
that's,
give you a smoocheroony. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. We don't have a basis for that claim either. I can't substantiate any of these claims of who on the show is the best kisser.
Mm-mm.
I have no idea, dude. No idea. It's an uncomfortable topic. It's been this whole time. And if you cut any of this audio out of context, we're going to sound like a couple of weirdos.
True.
Like, that's all we do is sit around thinking about what the lips of the cast members of the show we work for, what they do in their off time. Like, I don't think about that.
All right, so what's next?
That's it.
That's it?
That's
here.
That's all we had to cover, man. That's all it is.
That's it here at the...
Happy Friday, boys.
Friday free-for-all.
It's
I'm
Friday
Colton.
Free-for-all.
Check it out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.